Back in the 6th century, the business of Roman law was continually ongoing, however, and Justinian was issuing new laws while Trebonian and his team were busy codifying old ones. Many of Justinian's new laws, known as the novels, were concerned with equality, especially for women. While a number of modern historians ascribe these pro-female laws to the influence of Justinian's wife, Theodora, a mosaic of whom you can see on the backdrop banner to your left, there is no real reason to suppose that Justinian was not the driving force behind them. It is certainly true that Justinian consulted with Theodora in such matters, however, and valued her advice highly. He begins a novel of 535 saying,
"After considering all these matters alone, and then taking as a partner in these deliberations my most reverend consort, who has been given me by God."
Some of these measures included making the penalty for adultery the same for adulterous men as it already was for adulterous women, protecting women's dowries, and in one particular case, which prohibited husbands from abandoning their wife of many years once their desires had been satiated. Yet while Justinian made things more equal between men and women with one hand, with the other he issued laws that were punitive towards pagans, Jews, anyone who wasn't considered a believer in the imperially sponsored version of Christianity, and homosexuals. The banners behind this case show Justinian at the centre, his wife Theodora to the left, and Belisarius, his general, to the right. All of these images come from the mosaics at the Church of San Vitale in Ravenna.